morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, your host for the podcast and head blogger of ChannelBuzz.ca. Today, we continue the 2014 New Year's podcast series, and we're joined by Andrew Epic and Gary Drysdale of HP Canada, channel chiefs for HP's Enterprise Group and Printing and Personal Systems Group in this country, respectively. Andrew and Gary will talk about how they saw 2013, some of the company's major milestones in the channel that year, and where they see the market heading in 2014. We'll even get to be the fly on the wall for a recent meeting between some top Canadian solution providers and HP CEO Meg Whitman. All that and more coming right up, so let's get into it. All right, joining us now are Andrew and Gary. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you very much for giving us this opportunity.
Happy New Year, Rob.
To you as well. And let's maybe start off the new year by taking a little bit of a look back. I guess first, in most general terms, your thoughts on your respective businesses and HP Canada in general in 2013.
Well, Andrew, why don't I kick it off? I mean, I think FY13 was a great year for HP. You know, we're well on the road to recovery. As Meg laid out, we're on a five-year plan, and this was year two. And I think we had some phenomenal results, both from an HP overall perspective, but also from an HP Canada perspective. We accomplished a lot around, you know, our plan around simplicity, predictability, and profitability through the channel, and we're going to continue to focus there in FY14. There were just some tremendous results, and I'd be happy to review some of the specifics with you, but I'll pitch it over to Andrew to give some quick thoughts on his side as well.
Yeah, I mean, the order of the day was basically to continue to do a lot of what we were already doing, Rob, which was basically keep engaged well with the great partner community that we already had, but make it a little bit easier for them to do business with us. So I think we delivered on those fronts a few different ways. We revamped, as you know, the P1 program, made that a whole lot more simple. From an EG perspective, we simplified things by making the amount of certifications required to qualify for the various tiers of the programs a little less strenuous by removing about half of them because there was significant overlap. So that's an example of where we kind of made it easier. But, I mean, we're in a results game, and where I was most excited was some of the things that we did from a BU perspective. We're proud to say that we went from number six to number two within the mid-range fiber channel SAN space. So our storage offering has just been going gangbusters through 13. And then as far as the success of the partner specifically, the proportion of business that's gone through EG channel partners as a proportion of the total, we basically started the year at 74% of the business going through the channel. We exited at 82% of the business going through the channel. So it gets me excited looking back at 13 to Gary's point where it's a rebuilding year, but within the year we're simplifying for our partners, we're growing the business tremendously, where we're putting focus like in storage. And then when it comes to kind of sharing in that success, it's shared with the partner community by making sure that they're taking a lion's share of the business forward for us. So just a really, really fun and great year.
Yeah, we had similar results and focus, Rob. I mean, from a Partner One perspective, like Andrew said, we were focused on simplifying the program. And one of the, I think, the real impactful changes we made was on our sales accelerators. We used to have, believe it or not, just for the printing and personal systems group, seven targets that the partners had to try and manage and attain to maximize their dollars. And we looked at that and said, and a lot of feedback from our partners was saying, that's just too many to manage on an ongoing basis. Can't we simplify? So we took that to heart, and we actually reduced the number from seven different targets down to one printing and personal systems target. So that was really well received by our partner community, a substantial simplification, and really allows our partners to better plan their business and understand where our benefits are coming from for selling our printing and personal systems product portfolio holistically and reward them for it.
And as Andrew pointed out, the storage side of the market, on the enterprise side, I would think in PPS certainly one of the bigger product or directional developments for the channel was sort of the continuing of the development of managed print, but particularly kind of the statement that was made at GPC last year about moving from moving print as a whole from as much transactional as possible to as contractual as possible. Can you give us a little bit of an update on how that has gone and how that's being received in the channel space? I know you've had a long history of managed print partners in Canada, mm-hmm. but I'm curious where you're seeing momentum in that space.
Yeah, well, we're as you said, we're continuing to invest in the managed print space. We've got now our managed print partners. We've got our DSS partners that focus on our solutions. As well, we have a new capability to provide our partners with our collaborative partners. And so Footprint is an organization that provides services to those partners who don't have MPS capabilities, as well as PrintSolve, which is through Synex. And so now what we have is we have partners who have made the investment in a high level of expertise and competency who can sell solutions and get benefits associated with that. Those who are focused more on the transactional and billing aspects of managed print, and then those that have good customer relationships but haven't really made the investments in managed print themselves and the infrastructure to do that, we now have the capabilities to provide them partners that they can leverage to provide that capability to their customers. So it's definitely an area of focus. We continue to see tremendous growth in the amount of contracts that we see year on year, and it's an area that we're focused on, and it's an area where we continue to innovate from a product perspective as well. So we just launched our 880 series with flow technology, with keyboards and robust scanners and autonomy built in. So a real differentiated product solution to go along with the partners and the capabilities and the programs that we're offering them. So this is definitely, as you said, an area of focus for us. It's an area of investment. It's an area of investment in our technology as well, and an area that we're innovating in for sure.
As much as you both have pointed out, there was a lot going on in the course of 2013. But despite all these new directions, the redefinition, relaunch of Partner One, and bringing the whole Uniswim platform in underneath that, one of the comments I'm hearing from partners towards the end of 2013 is a sense of return to stability from HP. As much as things are moving, changing, evolving, I believe there's a sense in the market that HP is a little bit more predictable and a little bit more certain in where it's headed than it has been in recent years. And I think that speaks well.
I appreciate the vote of confidence that you're reiterating from the partners, but I think in Albert Rob, it's when you go to the partner community with a mantra of predictability and consistency and simplicity, if you're able to translate those important words into actual actions and orientation of your programs, it will ultimately feel like a more stable relationship. So we strived for that at the beginning of the year, and to hear that the partners are suggesting that we're making some strides to deliver on that, that's music to my ears. It's what we set out to do, so I'm glad to hear that you've got some positive feedback.
Speaking of Partner One, I know it's almost a year old that we first announced the changes to the program. Those are still have been filtering through over the course of the year. Where are we now in the evolution of Partner One, and what can partners expect from that program in the near future? I don't want you to steal too much of your thunder. I know you guys have GPC coming up in a couple months, and we'll likely hear a lot more then. But curious if you can provide us any inklings as to where things are headed.
Yeah, I'll take a shot, Gary, to start. I mean, ultimately what we tried to do, and this was not only to benefit the partners in Canada, to make us more agile across not only the BUs, but across multiple regions. So when you basically set up an environment where P1 in its newest form is now global, not only across the BUs, but then across the various regions, it then allows you to be a lot more agile in the things that that come from that. So as an example, the branding of our platinum partners internally to our sales reps is something that we can now do at a global level. So making sure that our HP sales reps understand who the go-to platinum partners are in the region. The next thing is around externally, the opportunity to create leads for and generate momentum in the market for and by the platinum partners as well. So once you've got stable programs and kind of a universality, then the fun begins because you get to kind of twist and turn the knobs that will help enable the partner's business. So the other element beyond that becomes kind of where we've suggested we're going to make our bets. And I'm speaking from an EG perspective, but again, when you've got a consistent program across servers, storage, and networking, you're ultimately able to place more rebates or more dollars towards those products that that you're hoping to gain market share in the market. So what we're doing with the new framework is placing our bets heavily on networking and storage. So it's fun now that we've got the tool in place to use. Now working with our partners together, we can figure out where to kind of add the momentum and the investments within the framework that's now rock solid across the board.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with what Andrew said. I mean, and even beyond the platinum partners, we've got stability across platinum, gold, and silver. And so we've got a common terminology, common structure, and the way that which we look at and market these different types of partners. So we get to tweak, and we get to have, as Andrew said, a little fun with together with our partners on how we incent them, how we build out plans to grow the business together across the different segments of our partner community. And so it's really about tweaking. You know, we're going to continue to stay focused on simplifying, on being more predictable, continue to focus on driving profit and look at different ways that we can drive profit and leverage some of the innovative technology to help drive profit in new ways, whether it be, you know, with our OfficeJet Pro X. You know, it's got a Guinness World Book record for the fastest inkjet printer, so that's kind of a neat thing. But it provides new opportunities for our partners. New innovation provides new opportunities for our partners to look for new and exciting ways to sell our products and look for innovative new solutions to wrap around it. So we're going to continue to look for those opportunities within the Partner One community. One thing that, you know, I think our partners are pretty excited about is our new partner portal. You know, one of the stats that I pulled is, you know, our partner portal utilization is up 200% over last year, and we continue to improve that portal, the assets that are on the portal, and how we communicate, and the types of tools that we and information that we provide to our partners through that portal is becoming much more accessible and easier to access. And it's a real focus for us. In fact, we're launching a new program called My Sales Guide for the partner community, which actually enables them to customize their portal experience for themselves with relevant localized information. So if you tend to focus on print, the information, you can set up the portal as you enter to have print-focused material, video, presentations, competitive data sheets. So we're really trying to arm our partners as an extension of HP to go to battle and to win with our new innovative products. So a lot of exciting stuff coming up.
All right. We've kind of started down this road, but I wondered if you each could share kind of your thoughts for the biggest opportunities and perhaps the challenges you see for your respective sides of the business as we head into 2014.
Yeah, maybe I'll start with a challenge and then face it with an opportunity. I mean, from our perspective and what I've heard from partners, as well as what I've seen in the market, is that there's still a very early battle with regards to true convergence. So while there's a community of our competitors that are creating kind of moment-in-time partnerships to allow them to offer an end-to-end solution, HP arrives with a fantastic opportunity to fill that void with a launch that we made in Barcelona at the beginning of December. So our Converged Systems 300 and Converged Systems 700, to me, is the fantastic opportunity for our partners to deliver on the promise of true convergence of servers, storage, and networking, but do it in a way that's been basically supported by a single vendor that is basically based on a single and focused HP sales force rather than multiple cooks in the kitchen, based on a single deal registration through Hewlett-Packard rather than a negotiation amongst many, and really shows, an evolution since we kind of coined the term in 2009 to a point now where we're almost feeling like we're in kind of converged infrastructure 2.0 with the launch of the CS300 and the CS700. So I get really, really excited about the opportunity for our partners to deliver on that convergence promise to the market, but do it with a partner that's basically been collaborating for the first 75 years of our existence and really excited about continuing that momentum going forward. So that gets me jazzed up, Rob. I'm really excited about the products basically aligning with the vision, and then the vision and the products very much aligning with enabling the partners to deliver on that, because we will absolutely be successful when our partners are successful. So it's an exciting time to partner with HP.
I'd say on our side of the business, Rob, there's really three areas that I would say that there's tremendous opportunity. There's lots of areas of opportunity, but three areas I'd like to focus in on, and you already mentioned one, is managed print. Tremendous growth in terms of managed print in the market overall. We've got a great portfolio to allow our partners to take advantage of that growth, and we've got programs to support them and reward them and compensate them for the investments they're making to take advantage of that. So I would say to our partner community, understand managed print, take advantage of the opportunity that's there, and we're here to help you take advantage of that opportunity. So reach out to you through your PBMs. Let's work together to make sure that we together take advantage of the growth opportunity that is managed print in the market today. Another area that I think is a real opportunity is something that we call ink in the office. We've got a new portfolio of office inkjets. We call OfficeJet Pro X is our latest version. So, as I said before, it's the world's fastest inkjet for office. And, you know, there is some apprehension in the commercial space around ink, but, you know, we have overcome all the objections with our new products. And this is a performance to price value proposition that is outstanding. And I think our partners can really change the game if they get on board and understand this product and what it can offer their customers. Is a real opportunity for growth and something that we highly encourage our partners to understand. And then the last thing is really looking at our complete portfolio of mobile solutions. And in a world where everybody wants access to information anywhere all the time, mobility is one of the big trends that are impacting all of us. And we've just launched a new portfolio of products, whether it be our tablets, whether it be our notebooks, whether it be our Chromebooks, multi-OS solutions. Understand everything that we have to offer and how it fits to meet your customers' needs, and we can really provide, together with EG, a real mobility solution for your customers that cannot be matched by any others out there.
Hey, Gary, just to pile on to that collaboration between PPS and EG, because I think our partners really appreciate how we continue to go to market together, those two large BUs. But when I look at something like the Microsoft Windows XP, basically in April 2014, Rob, as you probably know and all our partners do, Microsoft's basically going to retire that operating system. What better partner than Hewlett-Packard would our partner community benefit from collaborating with than somebody that can basically with them provide an end-to-end solution that goes from the OS all the way through to the endpoints that the PPS organization can offer. So, I mean, there's just a really fantastic event that happens at different times within the application or the data center cycle, where HP time and time again can show up as the partner of choice, because you've got that ability to do the end-to-end solution and really win together. So those kind of key events, obviously, we're mindful of on the horizon, because again, best bang for your buck from a partnering perspective is to collaborate with somebody that can do it end-to-end with you.
No, Andrew, I know you recently had the opportunity to get together with some Canadian partners and CEO Meg Whitman. Curious to get from your experience in the room, what is Meg talking to partners about these days?
Yeah, no, thanks for the opportunity. And I mean, it's I think the best feedback should be taken from the partners that were there. But from what I heard from the room, they were just really impressed that she made herself available to the group of Canadian partners that went down there. I mean, this is a person who runs a massive multi-billion-dollar company, but was just so gracious with her time to basically map out a vision that, to me, it was refreshing to hear the way she articulated it, because it's been exactly what we've been sharing with the guys up in Canada up to this point. I mean, she talked about simplicity. She talked about consistency. She's very candid, Rob, so she was able to highlight specific examples of where she acknowledged our programs were too complex. So she said when she came in, when she saw or asked for an explanation of how partners made money, and people weren't able to succinctly kind of summarize it across the different BUs, she demanded from her organization to correct it. So she comes in with a real kind of candid and savvy kind of approach to engaging with the partners, because she knows, Rob, that absolutely is the end game for HP. We got to make ourselves easy to do business with. So I mean, we can show off all of the new products and the portfolio, and that also excites the partners. So in addition to Meg, we had our CTO, a guy named Martin Fink, talk about Moonshot and talk about the different things that are on the horizon. So the partners get jazzed up. That's still very much in our DNA. But Meg came in with a real practical and pragmatic approach, laid out the fact that kind of year two of stability is now behind us. She really got the guys excited about how much fun we're going to have selling again. There's just a fantastic opportunity. Now that we've kind of got our house in order, we're investing in R&D and product development and launching products that are just going to make it easier and funner for us to go to market together. So, I mean, as far as visits go, if I could have her every month engaging in front of the Canadian partner community, I would, because it just it really sends a vote of confidence out through that community, and hearing it firsthand is obviously just a real great opportunity. So, yeah, more to come, but obviously we've got GPC coming up in Vegas on, I think it's March 24th, so hope to create another environment like that where we can give some access to the Canadian partners to talk with the top of the house.
All right, brilliant. You know, obviously you both are quite involved in talking to the Canadian partner community. I'm curious, as we as we enter into 2014, what's the prevailing mood in the partner community in Canada? What are they thinking and feeling about this year to come?
You know, I'll kick this off, Andrew, and you know, both Andrew and I have spent the months before the break really traveling around. I know we both spent most of the weeks on planes talking to partners and several events and across the country and in the United States. And I would say the partners are, as you said, are earlier in one of your comments, is they're happy with what they're seeing in terms of what they're seeing from HP, our predictability, our innovation. You know, I heard a lot of them say, you know what, you guys have regained your swagger. You guys are back. And, you know, that's exciting to hear for us. We've always felt that HP is there to win. We've got a strong portfolio. But with Meg at the helm, she's really reinstated a commitment to innovation, a commitment to our channel community. And they're telling us they feel it. They're seeing it in our programs. They're seeing it in our products. And they're telling us about it. And that's great. And it's great to hear from our partner community that they're behind us, that they want us to win, that they're liking what they're seeing, and they're optimistic. And that's something that we are as well. I mean, we're in it to win it. we've got the best partners around, and they're with us. And so together, I don't see how we can't win.
Yeah, Gary, I mean, you put it well. I mean, the two adjectives that I've used is optimistic and confident, and both breed kind of outwardly from HP out to the partners, and I think back, and we feed off each other. I mean, we've been at this for a while. They trust us. They appreciate the products that we're putting out there. But when we together with our partners can be optimistic, and we together with our partners can be focused and confident, there's really no business challenge out there that our collective efforts can't solve. And when I boil it down to a Canadian context, some of the recent announcements that we made towards the end of the calendar year with Lloyd Bryant now heading up the country and Charlie Atkinson leading Enterprise Group. I mean, these are two very well-known Canadian executives and real friends to the channel community. So it really continues. Again, as I said, it builds on that optimism and confidence when they see that at an executive level, we're putting all the right people in the right spots at the right time to enable our collective business. So it's just a really exciting time, Rob. I'm chomping at the bit because we're heading into the end of our first quarter, and we're really excited about the progress that we've made through 13, but just wildly optimistic about what we can achieve in 14.
All right. Sounds good. Gentlemen, thank you for taking the time. All the best for 2014, and I'm sure we'll be in touch again real soon.
Thanks, Rob.
Hope
all
so, Rob.
To you.
All the best, Rob. Thanks.
There you have it, another edition of the New Year's podcast series just about complete. Thanks to Gary and Andrew for taking the time, to HP Canada for their continued support of ChannelBuzz.ca, which makes this and everything else we do on the site possible. Thanks, of course, to all our other sponsors and to you for listening. We'll continue the New Year's podcast series later this week when we're joined for a look back at 2013 and a look forward to 2014 by Mark Snyder, General Manager of Ingram Micro Canada. So be sure to join us for that. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.